G'day trendsetters, this is episode 219 of the Transmove podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions you'd like to submit through to the show, jump on through to the website, transmove.com. So today's question comes from, I'm just looking it up as I'm talking here, from Andy. I will be flying with my bike, and I'm worried about getting to Perth safely without it costing an arm and a leg. Without buying a high quality bike box, what is the safe way to get my bike on the plane? So, couple of things. Perth's a beautiful place. I lived there 5-6 years or so. So, gorgeous place. Just that heat just kind of drove me out of there. But super flat, super smooth roads for the most part. See, so cycling's going to be fun. Except for, you know, I'll just have a bit of a side note here of Perth. It's miserable in summer for cyclists, because generally when you live in very hot climates, and, you know, most people get out real early in the morning and take off. But in Perth, they got, and you always know when it's going to be like 40 degrees in the, you know, just hot as balls there through the day. You know when it's going to be super hot, because in the morning, I think it's like 3-4 in the morning, whatever, the wind picks up real heavy. And when you can hear that, and a lot of the houses in Western Australia, they're double bricked because, you know, termites as well, and the strong winds they have. So you can't just say, I need to get my ride in, I'm going to wake up at 4 in the morning to go out for my long ride before, and I'm going to beat the heat. You're going to get blown off the bloody bike. It's crazy. But anyway, it's winter, so you'll be fine over there. Anyway, so there's a couple of things. So it doesn't need to cost you an arm or leg. You can go to Virgin or Jetstar or Qantas or whatever you're going to be flying over to Perth with. They've got bike boxes, and they're just big hard cardboard boxes, and they're like $20 or whatever. But don't just buy one of those. You got to protect your bike. So if you go to those big foam noodles that you have, if you see at swimming pools, you generally get the old ducks and little kids using them for a bit of fun. Buy one of them. You just slice it up. You pad the hell out of your bike. You're just slicing it, putting it over your frame, taping it all up so there's not one part of your bike that's exposed. So if something happens to that bike box or bike bag or whatever you get your grubby little hands on, just adds that little bit of protection. Also, maybe taking your rear derailleur off, just so it's protected. You don't want that thing bending. You see some horrific stories, but for the most part, think they're not too bad. The baggage handlers, you know, we're very quick to see all the bad stuff on social media, and you know, things happen. But when you look about, you know, there's an Ironman coming up, for instance. 2,000 people will rock up with their bikes over a week, and you hear these stories of one or two of them, their bikes being destroyed. It's really not too bad. It's not good, but it's not too bad. I say that seeing as my bike's never been destroyed by an aircraft. Though I did buy a brand spanking new bike bag going into my last race. And I flew up to Cairns with it, thinking I'm looking pretty hot with this bag. And the bastards ripped it on me. So I got one use out of it. But anyway. But those bike boxes, I remember seeing Richie Port, a local boy here. He just signed with Saxo Bank at the time. And he rocked up into Launceston Airport, and I've gone up and we're having a quick chat, because I used to work with Richie back when he actually had a job, and a less demanding job than what he's got. And we're waiting for his bike to arrive, to come through, and I forget what I was waiting for. Anyway, my probably just my normal bag. And no, I was waiting for my bike bag as well, because I'd just done Around the Bay in a Day. And he'd just done the Sun Herald ride in Melbourne. And he turns out, I grabbed his bike bag. He pulls out with his bike box, for like a travel bike cardboard box, and with his bike in it, and it was ripped to the shreds, and it's got tape all over it, and it's riding all over it, and it looked horrific. But anyway, it's just a fun story to chew up a little bit of time. So go get yourself a big cardboard box from Virgin or Qantas or Jetstar or whatever. Pay $20, foam it right up, and then maybe get some pillows or some blankets or whatever in there as well, just to protect it. So if it moves inside the plane, or you get some moron who doesn't care about it that's flying it around, it's just that slightly protected. So good luck with it. Enjoy Perth, beautiful place, and right up to we go up through, what is it called? I used to love going up to Boulder Rock. Just once you get it up through the hills, it's just nice, open, very rough, dead roads, but just still nice riding. So enjoy. Until tomorrow, hooroo.